Hey, John.
Hey, playing phone tag. It was so funny yes. when I called Ben. He's like, "I'm her husband." Like, who the hell are you? I was like, "Oh, that's awkward. I'm sorry, man. I'm married. I get it. I would do the same thing."
I don't think, did he answer my phone? What just happened?
I actually called the 603, but he was just like, what,
yeah,
what
no,
is?
That's
you know,
okay.
You're calling me.
No worries, no worries.
I can relate to that.
Yes.
So I have, I do see though, like, we have the account dashboard. I don't know if you have like the app.
Right.
Okay. So,
I don't.
Oh, yeah, we have a local splash app, and you have your own UN and password, and that is where we're, like, it gathers a lot of the information. And I do see the profile actions. They were high, and then there was a drop-off at some
right.
point. This isn't really saying that it dropped off due to, ooh, let me see here. So search 164, map 275. Okay, something happened in July.
And you know what? That might have, I can't remember what month. We were like, oh, this is rocking and rolling. We're probably good. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then
yeah.
we canceled with you guys. And then we were like, a month later, I was like, oh, shit, that was actually working. So that's
yeah.
when we signed back up.
Yeah, it says July to August, we had this dip and this change from the maps listing. We had the maps listing, and then dropped off, and then now it's just saying like general search for your business was still pretty decent, but the maps listing went away.
Okay. Which I do know, I mean, I am definitely not the marketing guru. I'm like just sales in general. But that I have done just like a little bit of research and how important the map thing is, and maybe that's
well,
not
yeah.
even what you're talking
well,
about.
90% of searches start and stop right there. But I know what'll happen, like, with the Google guarantee, right? Like, even if you guys just go through the background check and you only set aside
mm-hmm.
the minimum 13 leads, and then let's say
okay.
you didn't renew that every month, right? Because
uh-huh.
I know you having that will move your local listing back up. You get what
okay.
I'm saying? So
yeah.
it's like passing that background check adds a little extra credibility factor to the AI scan tool. So when the AI scan tool goes through, it does it twice a month. It'll
uh-huh.
obviously say, hey, this person's background check, we know they have a license and everything, and then you become a preferred contractor. Because just the SEO like we were doing before isn't going to
uh-huh.
be effective as it was before, and that's not totally because of what you guys did in July. That's more so
uh-huh.
Google's guarantee program. They call it Google Verify.
Okay.
And just the updates
uh-huh.
they made on the algorithm for that and who's the preferred contractors for that. And usually it's the people
okay.
that pass that background check plus have
right.
the local SEO are the ones that are getting recommended. Right now you just
okay.
have the local SEO. Does that make sense?
Okay. It does. Okay. So I will trust you on this. So it's the $250 or whatever to just get started. And then how much is it from there?
So you have your $199 reoccurring on the 30th of each month. That'll still happen. Like, we still got to do your local SEO. Once
okay.
you pass the background check, do you know, you guys have the plumbing license, right? I know it's
yeah, we've got the con, we've got the masters, we've got the contractors, we've
okay.
got everything.
Well, let me do this, because I'm not even going to charge you the $250 unless I'm sure you're going to pass, like, no felonies in the last 7 years, right?
No, he is crystal clear, both of us are, there's not going to be any issues with that.
Okay, and then you guys carry at least $250K in general liability.
Oh, sorry, yes, we have insurance on everything.
Okay, okay. So
what
the lead fees are $52 each. For the ones that you accept.
Okay.
The activation
okay.
budget that they request would be $676. That's going to guarantee
okay, so
you 13 leads.
13 leads. Okay. Okay.
And you could use those at your own pace. That's not going to be monthly reoccurring $676. That's just the initial
uh-huh.
activation for 13. If you guys only use like four of those throughout the month, the balance will roll over. You'll still have the other
okay.
remaining nine. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So
yeah,
you won't
no,
have to pay
good.
Or be asked to pay the activation budget until after you've already passed the background check, and then you tell us when you're
okay.
ready to pay that $676.
Okay. Okay, and then so you truly believe that is the best route, not doing any ad campaigns like you were mentioning before?
Yeah, 100%. We're partnered with Google. We're right across the street from Google. So when they rolled out this Google guarantee, I was like, oh, my clients are going to basically have to do this. Like, Google strong-armed it, because then it's like, it's happening to everybody. It's not just you guys. Especially as of the 20th of last month, they're basically like, hey, we Google assumes accountability when they're referring you guys as a contractor to a consumer. So they're like, hey, they need to have this background check if we're going to be promoting them and telling people to call their business and work with them, right? So that was a whole systemic thing that happened. So to answer your question in short, yes, I do 100% believe that that's the best route for your business to not just get back to where you were, but even better, because you'll have the local listing and the Google guarantee. So you have to be on page one twice in your area.
Because honestly, too, with Angie's, it just feels like those leads haven't even been coming in either, which is just all very strange. And I mean, we've been at a place where it's like, okay, we can make this. It's been fine, but now I'm like, okay, we need to get busy again.
Yeah, this will do it, especially coming into the holiday. Like, the background check, it's gonna take usually about 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks to get through. Could be quicker. Okay. Like, I could send you the application right now. You guys can work on it and get it back to us ASAP. They'll ask for like license and stuff like that. But it's usually like 2 to 3 week process. So before December hits, should be already up and running at its full capacity locally. Plus, if you do the activation budget, you know, you'll be receiving those leads there. It's a double whammy. And so we'll be able to offset the total cost of it probably by the second or third job that he lands out of those 13 guaranteed leads.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and do that then, please.
Okay. All right. So the card on file, though, just to be clear, it's a Discover card. It's under your name. It's ending in 2219. Is that where you want me to charge the application fee?
Yeah, that's fine. You can put it on that one.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to send the application to you now. I'm going to text it to this number that we're on, the cell phone.
Okay. Perfect. Could you also, is there a chance you could also text it to Ben, just because I'm actually on my way to a meeting right now, so he'll be able to fill all of that out.
Okay. Let me go.
Unless you feel like it's not very tech-friendly, then I should do it because
it's pretty tech-friendly. It's a digital form. The thing that slows people down is, like, they'll go, hey, we need your license. Like, you have to actually, like, snap a picture of it and upload it to the file. And
fine.
If you're, like, yeah, if he's, like, out in the field, it's like, oh, maybe I got to go get it at home or dig it up, you know?
Yeah. No, he's got it, so that'll be fine.
All right, well, I texted it to you, and then the other text that I have, or the other line that I have that we could text message, is 720-472-9712.
That's fine. That's the work phone.
Okay. I'm going to send it to that one, and then you have it as well. It only needs to be filled out once, so definitely communicate.
Okay.
If you send it in twice and then something's different, then it'll trigger us going, hey, what the heck's going on in the AI system, especially
if it
doesn't match up.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
This is Google's newest product. Like, they've listened to everybody that's done, like, Home Advisor, like you said. They've listened to so many different things. They tried to figure out why people even signed up with them in the first place. And we understand that people wanted a tangible lead. They wanted a pre-screened contractor on the consumer end. So Google rolled this out.
Yeah.
They also do a good job, though, of making sure that you don't have the problems that you have with Home Advisor by Angie's, where the leads are going to career for other people, or, you know, so you're going to love it. They basically made this to replace that.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, we can talk all the shit we want about Angie's and how unfair it is and sending it out to multiple people, but I mean, honestly, in just a few calls, you know, that he has been able to take, like, the sewer lines, it's like, well, it's double paid for itself for the year, so I cannot complain too much.
That's a good sign, though, Macy. That's a super good sign, because I know that if you guys could do well with that, then this is 100% going to work. Just to get you through the background check and get it going.
Yeah, yeah. He sells himself. It's very simple. It's just, yeah, getting those calls to come through.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. If they're already a good salesperson and we're, like, triple pre-screening it,
right,
and making sure that there's meat on the bone, then it's a win-win situation.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But just keep that in mind. They're going to charge you the $250. I've already sent the application to both of you, so you'll get the receipt for that. And then once you pass that and you're ready to go, they'll ask you for $676 for a guarantee of 13 leads. So keep that number in mind, okay?
Okay. No, that's fine.
And then I want to schedule a call where we can I want to schedule a call where we could sit down with you or both of you and go over like the what you guys would accept with the Google Guarantee leads as like a qualified lead, in the sense of like if you want to focus on water heaters or, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that, yeah, because
yeah,
some guys don't just want like a clogged drain call for $52.
Right.
And pay for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. But I mean, that is where like the money is the drain calls that can lead to a sewer line. And that's really where I want us to just focus on, if that's a thing, you know, afterwards, like when we meet again. So
yeah, but let's just schedule that call so that way we could go over all of it, not just like, okay, here, I'll put a note for drain cleaning. What time do you think would be best?
So when should we have this call? I'm so sorry, John. just like a few weeks down the road, or like ASAP?
Yeah, we could do either. So it could be ASAP or it could be a few weeks, just because maybe you guys want to take some time, do the application first, then actually sit down for the call. So it's up to you.
Okay.
It's just what time works best.
We'll get this done today. How about like after, should we do it after everything is up and running? It really doesn't matter to us. I mean, we would be available, like, even later today. So you just tell me, like, when is the best time to get that information, and we can make that happen.
Yeah, if you guys are available, like, tomorrow or Wednesday, I want to give you enough time just to fill out the application first. That way they have it, and then we could do the interview.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Let's schedule for tomorrow because Wednesday I'm working. It really, any time after, well, I think you guys don't start till like 10 a.m. our time, maybe?
Yeah, no, we're not that far apart. We're in Southern California.
Okay.
we're just 1 hour.
You guys start at 9. What time do you guys start? Whatever.
Oh, 7 to 4, so it's 8 to 5 your time.
Okay.
But we have 24-7 customer service, too, so it's like, you tell
us.
I gotcha.
We'll help you. Let's just plan for, I'm working out tomorrow. Let's do like 11 a.m. Mountain, so 10 a.m. your time.
Okay. All right, I gotcha. So GB onboarding call, active client. All right, and then I will send a calendar invite to you, Macy, and they'll text they'll text the 720 number prior to the appointment, too, so you guys get a heads up.
That's fine.
Reminder.
That's perfect.
All right. Well, fill out that application and then get it back to me as soon as you can. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call. We're here to help you.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, John.
You're very welcome. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye-bye.